To dispense with the bare technical bones of the issue first, a recession is what is declared to have occurred when a given country has recorded two consecutive quarters of falling economic growth. The term has a political resonance beyond that, however. No national leader likes hearing it uttered on their watch. One quarter of falling growth can be styled out as a fluke, a blip, a glitch, or an accident. Two, and voters might start to blame those they elected, which, given that national leaders are usually the first to help themselves to all available credit for a growing economy, is only fair enough. According to Turkey's official stats, BOFN's, the Turkish Statistical Office, Turkey's economy is now in recession. Figures just in for the last quarter of 2018 suggest a 2.4% shrinkage of the economy, following a 1.6% contraction the quarter before that. It's not good, but it's not a disaster. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is entitled to point to a wider context, which is that for 2018 overall, Turkey's economy grew 2.6% and in 2017 by 7.4%, and that there are many European nations which would trade their present figures for those.
Bize karşı ekonomik savaş ilan edenlere benim milletimin cevabı olacaktır.
Erdogan might also reasonably gesture indignantly towards some factors not entirely within his control, like a trade war with the United States, with which Turkey is presently at loggerheads on a number of fronts. The US wishes Turkey would desist from purchasing missile systems from Russia, and Turkey wants the US to hand over the exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Erdogan appears to believe is personally responsible for any misfortune which may befall the nation he leads. All this did Turkey's already wheezing currency no favours and prompted a raise in interest rates, which had the predictable effect of discouraging borrowing by Turkish businesses and by Turkish home buyers and car purchasers. The other aspect of recession that makes nations nervous is that in a connected global economy, they can be contagious. Recall the EU's desperation to quarantine Greece a few years back, a country with a population not much bigger than London's. Turkey's economy is huge, certainly one of the world's 20 biggest, and intimately interlinked with the economies of trading partners in the Middle East and Europe especially. Which is why when a country like Turkey falters into recession, anxious observers start wondering who might be next and how many more might join them. And if we look at the major economies, either in Europe or Europe adjacent, we can see that Turkey has been beaten to it by Italy, the EU's fourth biggest economy, which as of earlier this year tipped into its third recession within the last decade. There is also the curious case of the EU's second biggest economy, the UK, which, as we go to air, may be days away from leaving the EU without a withdrawal deal. Sane analysts who believe that this won't trigger an immediate recession are not easy to find. A shambolic UK withdrawal would nigh certainly have a similar effect on Ireland, which had been recovering remarkably from the financial crisis of 2008, to the extent that last year it was the EU's fastest growing economy. The one everyone in Europe is watching, however, is Germany. This is not just because of what Germany is, i.e. the EU's biggest economy, but because of what Germany has come to represent, i.e. a reliable pillar of stability. Germany avoided entering recession in the last quarter of 2018 by the thinnest possible margin, posting economic growth of zero.
We have negotiations going on with numerous countries right now to pay a lot of money to the United States for what we're doing for them. I wouldn't say they're thrilled, because they've had many, many years where they didn't have to pay. So now they're going to have to pay.
And the one everyone everywhere is watching is the United States, which is nearing a decade without posting a recession, although a gathering chorus of Jeremiahs are warning that this run may be coming to an end. A recent survey of American business economists found that three quarters of them expect a recession by the end of 2021 at the latest. Consumer confidence plays a big part in how these things go, of course, so where the US is concerned, we may be poised on the brink of an interesting experiment. How do consumers and investors and banks and importers respond when a country slides into a recession which its president insists isn't even happening? For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.